Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. Today, we look at the issue for the week of December 5th, 2011, with a cover story on the ICIS Top 40 Power Players. We unveil the movers and shakers who are making their mark on the global chemical sector. It has been a turbulent year, with a slow economic recovery weighed down by the European debt crisis, high levels of U.S. unemployment, and slowing growth in China. But these leaders are guiding their companies through challenges and mapping out an exciting course for the future. We also take a look at the ones to watch, those up-and-coming industry leaders who are taking the industry into the future. The latest issue also features the special quarterly highlight with the macroeconomic outlook. Global economic growth will rise modestly in 2012 and beyond. China's growth rate is poised to slow while Western economies struggle. Since the 2008-2009 recession, there have been a series of diverging paths. Emerging economies have made strides to rebuild their economic activity close to pre-crisis levels, while industrialized nations have struggled. Deterioration in the European debt crisis, the downgrading of U.S. credit ratings, doubts about the U.S. recovery, and volatile equity and commodity markets have all undermined global confidence. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. In our weekly columns, we take a look at styrene. The outlook is positive, but beware. Oversupply, soaring production costs, and lackluster margins loom large. Then we take a look at the polyethylene market. Producers are experiencing hard times. They want to increase prices, but customers are scoffing, so everybody has to wait and see. Then we explore the biobutanol arena. Companies are joining the rush to enter this market. Bio-based butanol is becoming more alluring to buyers of petroleum-based butanol. Pick up the latest issue to find out more. This week's ICIS Chemical Business also peeks into geopolitics. Not only will U.S. sanctions against Iran delay polyethylene and polypropylene plant projects there, the downstream buyers of those products will feel the pinch as well. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business, the premier news source for information about the global petrochemical industry. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.